Yomai Shav Yikare B'Shamayim Mimal. The Shechina says that Begavim Raimim. Here I came in Eid. Ames Malkein or Ephes Zilasai. The seat of his honor is in the heavens above, and his powerful presence is in the loftiest heights. He is our God, there is no other. True is our God, there's nothing beside him. This awareness that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is quite that. There's nothing else we can say about Hashem other than he's holy. Baruch Hu, let him be blessed. HaKadosh, Kodesh means Parish Muvda. Hashem is distinct, separate from this world. Dwells, so to speak, in a different dimension, in a spiritual realm. It's interesting, by the way, Moshe of Yikara, there are those that have the gears of a Kisei Chavoidai. But our meaning is to say a Moshe of Yikara, Vashamayim Mim'al. Hashem's Kisei HaKavod is so far away from anything we could possibly ever comprehend. And Hashem's existence is something that really is beyond us. And nonetheless, we say, Elokeinu ein oid. But even though we reach a point quite quickly when it comes to thinking about Hashem, contemplating infinity, well, we just can't understand. And there's a world of difference between knowing that Hashem exists and understanding what he is. Nonetheless, there is nothing else. There is no other power. And in fact, there's a Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah that Rachav, the righteous convert, in the time of Yeshua, who writes Aleinu, recognized Hashem far more than other Geirei Tzedek, more than Yisroi, more than Naaman, because it's actually a pasuk in Yeshua itself. Hashem Elokeichem, who Elokim, b'shamayim imal v'aretz mitachas. But even Rachav, whose pasuk is essentially the basis for this line in Aleinu, doesn't have a fully comprehensive understanding of Hashem. Siv Zichayim explains that she possibly left room for kshafim b'chalal ha'olam, you know, some kind of forces of impurity deep in the world, to have some kind of power, because she says, in the heavens above and on the earth below, there's nothing else, but maybe there's something else inside. Maybe there's some kind of force independent of Hashem. That's why the Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin on the base says, Eilid Milvadai, Orab Chanina Vafila Kshafim. Even forces of impurity have no independent power outside of Hashem. Ein oid. I think this is something we need to focus on deeply when we say these words. And even if we don't fully understand what Hashem is, to tap into his power when we say ein oid. There is nothing else. There is nothing else as any independent kayach whatsoever. And this, by the way, is one of the six consummates. The Yelech Ha'elim Acherim Alpanai. Nothing else has any other power other than Hashem. Nothing else can harm us. Nothing else can hurt us. Anything that exists only exists as a result of Ritzon Hashem. Nothing operates independently other than Hashem. When we say these words, Hu Elokeinu Ein Oid, Ephes Malkeinu Ephes Zilasai, tapping in and focus deeply on Hashem's power.